Hello, welcome back to another episode of Cosmopolitics. We are back in the newsroom after watching 2 hours of what I think was the biggest waste of time so far this year, or maybe ever. We watched, finally, Don't Look Up. Yeah, I don't know when it came out. It's a little late right now to talk about it, but I think it's always relevant to talk about this horrible movie we just watched.
Yeah. It came out in, like, December, I think, like, right around, like, the new year, like, Christmas or something.
Right.
But... yeah, this was just a truly awful movie, in our opinion.
I'm physically reacting to it still. Like, that was terrible. I knew it was going to be, like, not great, but, like, here's the thing. I thought it was going to be not great because I thought I would, like, be in disagreement politically and, like, the impact they're trying to do as this, like, a think piece movie. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. This movie was also just bad, like, cinematically.
Like, stylistically, yeah. The choices were very poor.
Like... even if you're like a film bro or something, you cannot try to convince me that this is like a good movie.
Yeah.
Like ignoring like the ideology behind it.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Like you can't just throw all of these, for lack of a better word, like brand name actors into a movie and then just expect that like it's going to be good. Like just because they have Oscars does not mean that like they can speak about political matters and that they are the ones who should be doing so.
Yeah. Also it's
like, and that they'll mesh together. Like the acting...
It was just weird. The whole thing about this movie is they tried to put so many things in one, and
yeah.
That's not how it works. This is a fucking almost 2.5 hours, but, like, so much of it is stock footage?
Yeah, genuinely. Like, and so much of it also is, like, stock footage trying to show, like, diversity, either whether, like, racial diversity but trying to show different cultures or like biodiversity. There was just a lot of pictures of, like, frogs and, like...
like, bees.
Animals and stuff. Which, yeah. Like, trying to show, like, Mother and Earth and the nature and whatever, but, like, it was just so, it just came across as so American-centric, which is a huge part of it, too. Like, they did not acknowledge, like, any other countries until the very end.
I think the only acknowledgement of other countries probably has a full screen time in the whole movie of maybe, like, 20 seconds, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, the thing is, they tried to, I think the whole thing with putting all these, like, different stock things is because they were trying to, like, I lost my train of thought, actually. I was saying
something. It just didn't add anything to the movie, and it just contributed to being way too long.
Oh, I remember my thought. Yes, that too. It was because, like, they were trying to be like, oh, there's this happening, we're connecting with Earth, and this is, like, documentary style. But
yeah.
Then you're getting these stupid sitcom vibes from it.
Yeah.
I'm like, choose your genre, bro.
Honestly, it had the worst of all different elements of, like, multiple different kinds of genres.
I feel like this movie had, like, a set of writers who had never talked to each other, and they wrote different parts of the movie, but they didn't talk, and they simply pasted it onto a Google Doc.
It also just, like, for that reason, it didn't make sense. Like, the narrative of the movie, like, did not make sense. Like, there is no way, which we're discussing, like, there's no way that journalists would act like that. There's no way that scientists would act like that. There's no way that government people, like, this just, it's like they didn't put any research at all into this movie whatsoever.
There were no consultants. And if there were consultants, they were bad consultants.
Yeah, those consultants don't know fucking shit.
Also, he's like, I get that they're trying to satirize, like, who knows, it's a Hollywood movie. But I feel like they're trying to satirize, like, the issues with, like, the impact of, like, business and, like, this very, like, bureaucratic sort of sense of things when it comes to journalism, communication, science, and like, literal business and the government and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, it's just so... ugh, strange.
Yeah. And also, maybe just because, like, we're journalists and we're studying this and stuff and are very involved in this, but, like, I don't remember what I was going to say. Wow, I was going for something there. But, like, that's just not how you do things. And especially, okay, I remember what I was going to say, is that, like, I really didn't like the way they demonized the media in that, too, for sure. Like, not saying that media is, I mean, there is a lot of kind of, like, talk right now about sort of what is the role of media and how can we change it and how can we make it better. And I think that this movie just really did not add any kind of productive discourse to that conversation. It just said, like, yeah, the New York Times is bad. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, okay, I agree with that. But also...
like, yeah, but then, like, can we... it just didn't serve to help the public in any manner.
I think it's a really good show of, like, how in today's, like, political and social environment, a lot of people really don't understand journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how it works and what it is. Like, even at our own on campus, you I'm pretty sure The Daily kind of has a bad rap. And people don't actually understand how things work with The Daily. People understand how journalism functions, and they kind of just... assume it's all, like, CNN, MSNBC, Fox yeah. News bullshit. Mm-hmm. But, like there's media? Some really cool stuff, like, local.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, local news. And, like, I think, too, like, in our kind of the crisis I think that this movie is trying to raise and the issues that it's trying to talk about are very real issues. Like, it's not that, like, this movie isn't saying anything. It's just saying things in the wrong... It's just not taking them in the right direction.
Their angle is off.
Yeah, the angle is just so fucking off for what they're trying to get at and what they're trying to talk about. And it's like, this is, like, demonizing the media in this way. I personally think, too, like, as a journalist, I think that media is the way out of the fucking shit show that we see ourselves in right now, like, politically and socially and culturally, is, I think, like, increasing genuine means of communication between people, having actual factual local news, having, like, people who trust their media is going to be how we help resolve some of the issues that we're facing right now. And I think that this movie just completely disregards that fact and just shits on it, honestly.
If anything, it shows the power of the media in the propagandizing way.
Yeah.
It shows, like, these mockeries of, like, you know, the Donald Trump, Meryl Streep,
so, yeah.
Talking to her audience of don't look uppers,
mm-hmm.
and there's, like, Kate did, what the fuck is her last name? The Jay
DiBiase.
Kate DiBiase's, like, ex-boyfriend on his, like, news
yeah.
channel, like, making clicks through,
yeah.
you know, everything. So it's, like, it shows that, and it completely disregards, like, I understand that in the current day and age,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of shit that the media does that's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, I know that they're, like, they try to do it on, like, a really big scale to New York Times. I think New York Times does have issues.
Yeah.
Especially in these, like, big media corporations.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's a lot of good that can be done. And there's just, like, a lack of understanding of, like, communication.
Yeah.
And, like, politics and science and
yeah.
everything in this movie.
Yeah.
And I know movies aren't meant to be, like, I feel like a lot of times these days people complain about, oh, media as in, like, entertainment isn't mm-hmm. realistic. But I'm like, if you're trying to make, like, a satirical and, like, think piece movie, mm-hmm. hello, you can't do this shit.
You have to think, you have to understand how things work very deeply to write good satire about it. And two, one thing that, like, is a central tenet of not only journalism, but just storytelling as a whole, is punching up, not punching down. Like, right, you're trying to, like, say something about the people in power, you're trying to make change, you're trying to satirize the people who are doing things wrong, which, totally understandable, like, satirizing kind of BuzzFeed, basically, is what they're going for there, which, like, understandable,
yeah.
but then also, like, they paid so much more attention to, like, news media outlets that are trying to be accurate, and they satirize those to the, like, way more than they ever even tried to satirize, like, Tucker Carlson. Like, there was that one instance where there was, like, a fake, like, obviously a conservative type talk show, and, like, there was only one mention of that. Like, that's what's so frustrating, is, like, you didn't even actually attack the actual thing that's causing all this disinformation.
Yeah, it's literally, like...
Like, it's not Trump that's doing this, Meryl Streep. It's, like, it's fucking Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, it's just straight up... I don't know, this whole movie really just hinges on that, like, negative pathos,
mm-hmm.
where it's, like, you feel horrible about all these things. We feel like shit, and it's not even in a cathartic way.
No!
You know, it's, like, it's... like trauma porn, but worse.
Yeah,
because it's like the people that are in this movie, the people that are reflected in this movie, when you connect it to like the like climate action and climate
mm-hmm.
justice fight these days, the people in these movies are not the ones that are the most deeply affected. So
no.
It's not even trauma porn, because these aren't the people who will experience the trauma, you know. Like, come on now.
It's just trauma for the sake of scaring people, because this doesn't add anything. Like, this, when we finished watching this movie, we were like, what's the message in here? Like, if this
yeah.
is about climate change, shouldn't the message be, like, you should attack, like, corporations and we should band together? And, like, I don't even know what message they're trying to send about it, because there
yeah.
was no message.
Like, the connection I make with this movie and, like, other things is kind of, like, the vibe when, like, white people watch a movie about, like, black pain and
mm-hmm.
shit. And they're like, wow, this was so good. I'm like,
this was so interesting and just so enlightening. Like, yeah, this, you didn't know that this happened already?
I know. It's just... Also, it's just, like, we talked about this, because you said that your parents have seen this. I don't
mm-hmm.
know about my parents, but I know a lot of other people's parents who are like, oh, my God, this is such a good movie, so, like, insightful and shit. And I'm
mm-hmm.
like, really?
Yeah.
Like, we could have actually done without it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think the reason why, I mean, like, we kind of talked about this as, like, a liberal wet dream of a movie.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I think the reason why that's a very fitting label, in my opinion, is because, like, this movie does a great job at mocking Trump. Like, this movie does an amazing job making fun of Republicans, making Trump sound like an idiot. Like, they do a great job with that whole thing. And, like, yes, totally understandable. That's hilarious. But also, what, like, critiquing Trump in that way at this point does not help anyone. Like, yeah, we all agree Trump sucks. Like, that's pretty clear at this point.
That's honestly such a good point. Like, even tying it to our idea of this, like, culmination of this movie being a liberal wet dream, because they try to pin so much blame on Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how, like, during the 2020 election, or the time during Trump's presidency, when so many people, especially so many, like, liberal people, so many center-right people,
mm-hmm.
blame Trump for every single one of their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this movie does.
It's a scapegoat.
But it fails to mention all the other things. It fails to mention the things that, like, people who are liberal do wrong.
Yeah.
The issue, like, the more nuanced things, the media at play who are, like, trying to play this little middle ground because it's fun and it's, like, money-making for them, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, there's so many of these issues that, like, exist in real time, and it shows up in this movie, too, except they're not trying to satirize it.
Yeah.
It's just...
Honestly.
Like, that's, like, oh, that's how it's supposed to be. I'm, like...
Yeah.
Girl.
It's very telling the choices that they make to be funny in this movie on purpose, and then the choices that make... that are just funny when you're watching it, because you're like, who the fuck would think that this is a good stylistic or cinematography... I can't fucking say the word.
Words.
You know what I mean? And, like, just a good decision to make in trying to tell a story that's very important about the importance of climate change. That did not come across whatsoever. It just... this movie just made me think, like, okay, there's nothing we can do. Like, okay...
it's
Mark Zuckerberg is just gonna, like, fuck up this asteroid that's coming to us, and there's not much we could, like, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, right? It's, oh my god, I'm, like, thinking about this movie overall, and there's so many different things in this, and I'm like, I can't believe they put all this in.
I know!
First they start with, oh my god, an asteroid's gonna hit us, and they're like, oh, this president's being a bitch, and then they're like, oh, okay, we're gonna sick the FBI on them. But
yeah,
wait, the last
whole
time
FBI
the FBI
shit,
won't get
them. Also, just, like, just blatant plot holes in the movie. Like,
there's so many!
They make, the FBI makes Jennifer Lawrence sign this contract saying that she won't talk about the asteroid anymore, and then... they previously, in the scenes before, had shown the FBI, like, coming to her school and, like, kidnapping her and, like, putting her in a car with a bag on her head. And then, like, after she signs the contract, she just goes and keeps talking about it, and they don't give a shit. Like,
it's just so much. And then there's the whole thing where, like, Mindy is, like, cheating on his wife.
Yeah, what?
Like, also...
no one needed that in there.
Like, why was that? I feel like we could have... done without,
like, it was funny, but that was this complete sitcom part of it coming through. Is like, this just lowered the, like, standard of the movie.
I understand using comedy to talk about serious issues, but they're only, it's like one step in, one step out. They're not committing to anything.
No.
Like, one moment you're like, it's a documentary, it's a serious drama. Oh, it's like a soap opera. And then it's like, ha ha ha, we're The Office.
Yeah.
Bitch, what?
Yeah, it really does go in, like, 15 different directions.
Yeah, it's like, choose a genre, please.
Yeah.
Like, and it's really funny because so many people, including the director, thought this was such a smart, genius movie. I'm like, wow.
You can also tell that all of the Oscar-winning actors in this were just, like, giving each other a little circle jerk for this. Like, oh, we're so woke, and we're just so, like...
yeah. Part of me is, like, do they think they're really woke, or did they sign a blood contract? Like, who forced them?
Yeah.
Not to give them too much credit, you know? Because I'm sure there's a lot of liberals in Hollywood.
Honestly, like, this just feels like it's catering to everything Hollywood wants to see. Which is not what we actually need to see.
Now that I think about it, I'm really curious about what Leonardo DiCaprio thinks about this movie, because he's, like, a big, like, climate guy.
He probably ate this shit up.
So I'm like, he either ate this shit up, or in, like, the very, like, 0.00001% that he didn't, he's like, ugh. But honestly, he probably ate this shit up.
Yeah.
But it's like...
he already... We love Leo. I do really actually love him. But I do acknowledge that he is questionable at times, for sure.
Right. Like,
problematic fave.
Problematic fave is
Leo.
Right. He's just a guy who likes girls our age. Let him live his life.
There's a tweet that I saw, like, when this movie was, like, really big on Twitter that was, like, honestly, the most unrealistic part of this movie was Leonardo DiCaprio having a wife that's the same age.
True. No, there's a scene where he's hugging J-Law. I'm like, are they going to kiss?
Yeah, it's like weird vibes. Also, can we talk about Timothée Chalamet's everything in this movie? Because
he was also a lot.
Like, I don't understand. Why was he in the movie? What was he adding to this? He was like an event, like...
Because they needed to give the girl a love interest.
They did. They really did. And they said, let's make it Timothée fucking Chalamet.
They needed someone to pray for them.
Let's make it nasty, gross skater boy Timothée Chalamet. Like, whatever your personal opinions are about Timothée Chalamet, whatever. But this movie is not his strong suit. At all.
I still think it'd be really funny if this is, like, him not acting a lot. And this is how who he really is. And he's just been pulling the guns in all those other movies.
Honestly, it's just... this movie was just so disappointing, too, because it could have said a really interesting... It could have had something very interesting to say about this matter.
Yeah.
And, like, the analogy of, like, an asteroid coming to hit us and us not taking it seriously, like, that is a very, like, poignant analogy for kind of what's happening. They just fucked it up.
I think... No, because, like, I think, like, media and information and entertainment about... the climate crisis is really important. Mm-hmm. Because, like, to be honest, things like this asteroid, nobody really wants to take action, just wait, you know, mm-hmm. it's in 6 months, whatever, is really similar to what's going on right now with carbon emissions mm-hmm. and us needing to, like, stop at a certain level, and everyone's like, it's so far away, even though it's, like, a year or two out or whatever. So it's, like, I think it's accurate in that sense, and I'm like, this could have said something really cool.
Yeah.
But instead it didn't.
Yeah. And I think, like, the focus on white people, like, there's lots of issues about this movie, but I genuinely think, like, centering white people, and especially centering white Americans, was, like, the worst choice for this movie.
It was horrible, especially because, factually, when it comes to the current, like, climate emergency, I mean, it's, like, occurring already, like, mm-hmm. people are, like, the water levels, islands sinking and stuff, that shit is not happening to us here in the U.S.
Yeah.
That's happening in the global south. That's happening in, like, Africa and Asia and, like, especially in, like, those islands, you mm-hmm. know? And it's, like, those are the people that are affected first, and they decide to just make this whole very, like, America-focused movie as mm-hmm. if it... Like, I get it. I guess it's hard to make a movie where you genuinely, like, are, like, mm-hmm. making it equal like that. But at the same time, it's, like, the movies, this Don't Look Up is very clear that, like, oh, my God, it's a crisis for the American people. These are the only one people affected.
Yeah.
And we care because it's finally affecting us. Yeah. You know?
I will say they could have, like, if they kind of wanted to go there, like, if they were going to try to defend it, I feel like they could say, like, you know, like, the differences between the climate crisis and an asteroid hitting is that an asteroid hitting does affect pretty much everyone all at once. The way that climate change, as you were just saying, really only affects the global south first, and then it will kind of work its way up to, you know, America. But, like, mm-hmm. if that was the case, if that was the point they were trying to make, that, like, you know, like, an asteroid hitting is different than climate change because it affects all of us, then why would they have that last scene at the end where, like, all the rich people escape and they, like, make it to this other planet? Like, that's just... It's, like, every single thing that they're trying to say about the movie, the satire that they're trying to go for just undermines the actual point of what it is.
I know. The whole thing with the... Of course the billionaires are going to try to escape.
Yeah.
But if you're trying
No, like, no acknowledgement of the fact, like, the technology, the cryogenic chambers or whatever, that, like, what the fuck? Like, where does that come from? What?
Like, there's so many things this movie did right and it's really accurate. Like, you know, the fact that you could blind people into thinking this is a good thing because mm-hmm. of the promise of jobs, the promise of goodness, the promise of justice. When, you know... We have a bunch of resources already on the planet right mm-hmm. now. But and that's what the resource is going to happen if the asteroid thing was fine. But instead, they would still divert the money to go towards the billionaires and the companies mm-hmm. and, like, further inequity and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, they got so many things correct, the way things would pan out.
Yeah.
But then it's, like, the conclusions they make from it are off.
Yeah. It's, like, it feels like they're, like, you know, I mean, this is kind of the thing that we were talking about in media, like, in general, is, like, everyone... Well, I guess it's not, because everyone's operating from different facts at this point. But, like, they are operating from the same set of facts that, like, we would be if we were making a movie about this. It's just, the angle and the conclusion and the way that they're not twisting the facts, because I don't think they lied about anything per se. They just chose to highlight very improbable and irresponsible aspects of a crisis like this.
It really shows what perspective they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like... Okay, so, like, I think when this movie came out, I want to say that it was either fall quarter or last quarter and winter quarter. I had a writer in my section write an article about Don't Look Up, and she was writing about how, like, how she really liked it from, like, environmental angle, because I think she majors in environmental science or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then talking about, like, oh, we can't expect real commentary from Hollywood, because Hollywood's always going to be coming from a perspective that's skewed and stuff.
That is a good point.
And I think that's a really valid point. But at the same time, it's, like, we talked about the role of media and stuff, and, like, how, I mean, I feel like all media can be, like, propaganda. So,
yeah.
And this is included. Like, you know, entertainment is part of it.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, a weird message. And I think it's, like, sort of, it placates a lot of people, especially those center liberals and stuff.
It placates the people, I feel like, who need to, like, the most urgently, who need to not be placated. Like, it just reminds me a lot of that Martin Luther King quote that's, like, I don't know exactly what it is, but you know, the, like, his sentiment that he was, like, basically, like, the white moderate is, like, more dangerous than, like, a right, like, conservative, because at least, like, the conservative will say shit to your face, but, like, the that's what this movie is.
You're right. You're so right, because I think the people that are going to love this movie are the people who want, they want, like, the confirmation bias from this movie, right?
Yes. This is, like, white guilt, almost. This is, like, made to us. What's the word? Assuage?
Yeah.
Assuage white guilt is what this movie is. An American white guilt. An American liberal white guilt.
No, for real. Because it's like, I know so many people, I'm sure, are like, probably watch this. They're like, oh, I'm okay to feel so indifferent. I'm okay to not do anything.
Yeah, this movie literally just gives you permission to not care and to not get involved in this crisis. It's like, well,
we're all gonna die anyway.
It's the corporations. It's Trump. He's just fucking it up. So we might as well just sit down and not do anything and not get involved and not try.
And I feel like that's the other side of the coin when it comes to the climate fight. You know, we talk a lot about, like, collective action versus individualism. A lot of people are like, oh, we don't have to, it's so stupid to do things on our own because it's all the corporations' fault. And also, even in this context, it's like, this movie doesn't even show that necessarily.
No.
They're like, oh, it's all about, like, the Meryl Streep, Madame Le Pen shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's just so, like, a clear, different perspective on how systems of power work and how the world revolves and works.
And not an accurate reflection. Like, this is not how the world works. Like, I think that what you're saying about the conclusions, like, the way that this would play out is accurate. I think I agree with that. Like, in the larger sense, too, I think, like, overall, this is, the general trend of the movie is generally what would happen. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, on a smaller level, like, especially at the beginning of the movie, just that's not the way people behave, and that's not the way that the systems of our society are set up to behave at all.
Yeah.
It's just to, like, that's the kind of thing that would, that's so weird to me that, like, the, whatever, fake NYT magazine, like, it got no clicks. Like, that is the kind of thing that would get, that is, like, that is trauma porn. If there was an actual article that came out that was like, oh my god, there's a massive asteroid heading our way, like, that would blow up instantly.
I would see that shit all over my Twitter feed.
Yeah.
You know that. And it'd be trending.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really funny how, like, after that, it was just all negative and all, like, Kate getting shit. And I'm like, I know that media is really polarized now. I hate that word. But is, like, they're jumped to a lot of conclusions and stuff, and people love to hate.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't think that's what would have happened after that outburst.
Yeah. I think they simplified it too much.
Yeah.
Like, they just really, they just did not think critically about how people interact with things like that. And all they did was show people freaking out or completely disregarding it. And, like, I think that there is a genuine group of people who would not do either of those things, who would keep their heads on straight. Because, especially, like, at the beginning of this movie, like, it's so clear that there is something they could do to save this. There's something they could do to stop this happening. And, I mean, just as apparently there's something we could do about climate change and, you know?
Yeah, everything is just so doom and gloom. And I understand that, because I feel like it's cool to be a pessimist.
Yeah.
And I get that media can be whatever it wants, you know? Mm-hmm. And media doesn't have to be an accurate depiction of real life. But when you're trying to make an when you're trying to depict real life, you really can't skimp on so many things like this.
Yeah. And when you're trying to tell a story that is, like, this grand in scale, it's just irresponsible to not do your due diligence in trying to make sure it's a good story. Because, like, they are trying to work in elements of documentary, like you were saying. Like, I think that if you're pretending to present anything as some kind of truth the way that they are, like, they're obviously they're not saying that this is true, but they're presenting this narrative as what would happen. And I think that that's just so irresponsible of them to say that this is what would happen in this case, because it's not, and it wouldn't be.
Yeah, I think they thought they were being really smart. They're like, oh, we're presenting this case that totally could happen. And I agree with that.
Yeah,
but
it could happen.
Then they're, like, presenting the context for this happening and all the other little things and big things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that they don't really get it. And
yeah.
The things that they think are, like, oh, this will happen, and or, like, oh, like, of course this happens, a good thing, or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're kind of misunderstanding the yeah. role of different things. It's just...
Yeah.
This movie was a mess.
It really was. It was a hot-ass mess.
I'm going to be going to Letterboxd right after we record this, and I'm going to give this lower than I rated The Room. Okay, to be fair, I rated The Room like 4.5 because for jokes, but anyways.
But yeah, it's not worth watching this movie unless you want to just make yourself mad.
Okay, but here's the thing. Even for movies that make yourself mad at you, it's just horrible. This is just... I'm going to be in a bad mood yeah. all day. I was supposed to spend the rest of my day, like, studying and catching up on work.
Yeah.
But this movie was horrible.
No.
Legit. And I don't... I remember... Oh, my God. I remember originally when I pitched out the idea of Don't Look Up to my opinion writers, like, last quarter or the quarter mm-hmm. before, I was like, you can be derogatory if you want. That's what I've heard about this movie.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn, I didn't actually realize it was going to be that bad. I thought like, oh, it was a... I thought it'd be, like, a cool cinematic experience.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
No, if at least if it had that going for it, if it was, like, a well-crafted movie, then I'd be like... Okay, it's just very misguided, but, like, it's just bad. It's just so fucking bad.
It was very unfortunate, and I can't believe it was, like, 2 hours long. Straight up could have been half an hour.
Yeah, genuinely, there was so much in there that could have been cut out that was so unnecessary.
I know.
So much extra dialogue and extra things that were just diluted the main message of what they're actually trying to say. Which wasn't even a good message anyway, so.
I think this could have been a really good movie.
Yeah.
I think it could have been really cool. Especially, like, the state of the climate and the environment right now, which is god-awful.
Yeah.
I think this could have been a really good movie, but unfortunately, Hollywood mucks things up as usual.
Yeah. And they just, you could tell that they tried to shove so many...
Oh, God.
Like, just amazing, like...
Yeah, like, they had that, like, activism protest, like, scene for, like, 2 seconds with... Oglethorpe or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, you try to put a lot of things in here. I'm like, you really should have focused on a few things, and that might have honestly,
yeah.
even if they had the same angle and misguided and like fucking like horrible like perspective they were going for, maybe it could have been a better movie.
Because at least they would have shown a little more depth. I think this movie was all about breadth and about no depth.
Yeah. It's like, they were trying to put so many things. I'm like, okay. It's none of them really landed.
No.
No.
Like, I didn't walk away from that with any clear idea of what the director and mm-hmm. producers wanted to be saying.
Yeah.
Like, what was their message?
I know. I just Someone feel please like tell me. The message is you should just lay down and give up because we're all going to die anyways.
Yeah.
And the corporations are going to win and the government sucks and you can do nothing about it.
Exactly. And not saying, like, I think that they could have had this movie with a lot of the same plot points, like still having the asteroid impact Earth. And they could have still made it not as fucking depressing and just useless as they did. Like, it could have... been like a valiant effort, like this is what happens if we try, like we might as well try could have been a good message, but
yeah. I feel
which
like
they tried to go for yeah. but no. didn't hit because Jennifer Lawrence just like said that outright.
It's
so
true.
That means it's not apparent if you just have mm-hmm. a character say it.
Yeah,
I'm in thinking, my opinion.
No, totes. I feel like I'm thinking about even more, thinking about them, especially being white people. But so tying this to my next thought, it's like this movie was also so narrow in the scope of things that you can do to fight the climate crisis.
Yeah.
They were taking all like the diplomatic or semi-diplomatic, oh, we're going to protest, but we're going to be peaceful or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there is so much you can do and there are so much people are going to do. Like personally, I feel like if you're going to fight the climate crisis, you need massive radical action
mm-hmm.
that doesn't just end with talking to the government
yeah.
and like picketing and shit. And so it's like the fact that they're like, these are the only options we have. And
yeah.
the fact that it's like a very white American-centric
yes.
movie is very clear. They're like, oh, there's nothing else we can do because
yeah.
we can only work in the scope of like
yeah.
systems that are set right now.
And it could have been like how to break out of those systems. Like they could have shown you went
yeah.
to the president, it didn't work. You went to the media, it didn't work. Okay, what do you try something that works? But they just kept showing things that didn't work, and it was like that doesn't add anything to
yeah.
any discourse ever at all.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, we tried so hard, and you know what? Thinking about them as characters, I guess I feel like pity for some of them,
yeah,
and, like empathy. But it's like at the same time, it's like. Man, there is actually more you could do and more that people are working to do in
mm-hmm.
real life, but it's, like, they've narrowed the scope so much, and it really shows how, like, narrow-minded they kind of are when making this movie, and it's, like, what they think are the like, agents for change
mm-hmm.
when it comes to something like this.
Yeah, and I think overall, too, what this movie is saying is, like, if you're trying to approach this from an American capitalist
white, whatever perspective, you will not win the climate crisis. Yeah. Like, if we are centering the perspectives that we are continuing to, we are all going to die. Like,
yeah,
they are right about that.
Honestly,
aspect.
They're so right. If we keep letting, like, white people lead this fight, yeah. like, white, rich, like, uber-educated or whatever
yeah.
people, it's like, I guess this is a cautionary tale, not in the way that they want it.
Exactly. I think that this movie, actually, yeah, too, in hindsight, I think this movie does say something. It says actually what they were exactly trying it not to say.
Oh my gosh, maybe this movie is actually a genius. Maybe Adam McKay
maybe
was right.
Maybe he's actually just like so next level galaxy brain. That would be so nice of him. Somehow
so
I doubt
true.
That, but...
I doubt that. I still...
That's the message... Actually, that's the message I'm taking away from this movie, is actually, that you cannot fight climate change in a way that is analogous with how our current systems of oppression work.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Society.
Actually, now that I think about it, this is a really woke movie.
Yeah, genuinely.
They really said things about white supremacy, capitalism, colonialism, and the United States. They just didn't mean to. It was a happy little accident.
I know.
Wow.
All the points that they thought they were making are actually just woven together to create one larger point that they actually, you know, it was just, they were just on another level. That was what they were trying to say.
Oh my gosh. This movie is like an example of everything you shouldn't do, but it's not. I think that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah,
but we got it in a different way.
Exactly. They made it so bad on purpose. Maybe that's what we have to go with, because it doesn't sit well with me that this movie was made and that people just thought that this was a good thing.
What did Josh say? Like $74 million.
Yeah.
On this movie, God. Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about that. The fucking thing with Kid Cudi and Ariana Grande in this movie. I, like, forgot about that. Literally so inconsequential, but I bet they busted so much money on that.
I know. And you can totally tell that they were like, we're getting Ariana Grande in here. That's going to, like, draw the youth in or whatever. Like,
no, that's not what it does anyway.
No. I'm not going to watch a movie because Ariana Grande is acting in it. That's not, that's not a draw for me.
Yeah. This, like we said earlier in this episode, where were the good consultants?
Yeah. Seriously. They were fucking gone.
We're going to, like, look up the credits later, and we're going to find so many consultants, and we're going to be like,
these people need to be fired.
True.
It's just, like, it was just so apparent that the people who made this movie don't know how the world works, and just, like, don't care either, I think.
Yeah, and I think the satire comes from the fact that people who don't know how the world works made this movie, and then we saw the satire come through organically.
Yeah, genuinely.
It's, like, honestly, we're probably watching something, that happens in real life, and we could point out all this bullshit stuff with it. They just don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, when they were making this movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I will say, just because I'm literally in a class on this right now, you can't take nukes into space. You cannot do that. That is literally against the United Nations. Like, you cannot fucking, you can't send weapons of mass destruction into space. So, and then, like, they just can't, like, so many little things like that are, like, yeah, normal people don't think about that, and probably normal people don't really know that, but, like, if you're making a movie about that, you should probably search up, like, space law and, like, what happens in space.
Aren't you supposed to do really basic things like that? I feel like most productions do that.
I would assume, you know.
I would assume.
Like, I think it was also, I think it was interesting the kind of, like, SpaceX, Zuckerberg, Musk, whatever technology angle, too.
Yeah, it was a very meta/SpaceX person that
yeah.
they put in.
Yeah.
It was a whole ass thing.
Which I have, yeah.
God, this movie. I feel like, wow, my mood.
Yeah. Anyways, I think in conclusion,
we highly recommend you don't watch this movie, but if you do watch the movie, I guess there's a silver lining of this being a cautionary tale, but not in the way they wanted it to be a cautionary tale.
Exactly. Just genuinely everything about the movie is not well.
True.
Not even just the things that the movie portrays as not well. It's just actually every single part of it.
I recommend you are not sober.
Actually, that would be very interesting to watch.
That, actually.
We should have done that.
What if we recorded like that?
Next Cosmo episode.
Next Cosmo episode. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you found this as semi-cathartic as we did.
We'll catch you next time.
All right. Bye.